This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. Coming up on the show, we're looking at how the tourism industry is planning for season in the wake of Hurricane Irma. And with open enrollment for health insurance on the exchanges now 1 month away, we'll look at how changes in the Affordable Care Act, also called Obamacare, will affect Florida. But first, most of Southwest Florida is inching back to normal now, nearly 3 weeks after Hurricane Irma stormed through our region. But in Everglades City in southern Collier County, it's been a tough recovery that's far from complete. The town saw 8 to 10 feet of storm surge, flooding almost all the homes, leaving them uninhabitable. There's still no temporary housing in town for displaced residents who are working to clean what they have left. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaro spoke with Mayor Howie Grimm, who was only on the job for 5 days before that storm hit, about how the residents are recovering.
What is the status of Everglades City today after Hurricane Irma?
Well, we're moving forward. It's going to be a real slow process. You know, it's going to be a long process. We're still working on temporary housing. That's our biggest issue, that and the debris in the streets. They are picking up debris. It's going a little slow, but at least they have begun to pick up the debris. But we need to give some people some options on where to stay, and we're waiting on FEMA to come up with a solution. They said they can't bring trailers in here because we're in a flood zone, so I don't know what the answer is, but hopefully I'll have one for us this week.
For those who may be hearing about this for the first time, what significant damage occurred here?
Well, you know, the hurricane itself with the wind didn't do a lot of damage. You can drive around, and if you didn't see all the stuff piled in the front yards, you wouldn't even realize there was any damage to the house. But when you go inside the homes, there was like 2 inches, sometimes only an inch of mud. There's a black mud that was left behind. 2 to 3 feet of water. We own a business called Grim Stone Crab, and we had 4 feet of water inside the building. So we lost all of our equipment stuff, so we had to go in and clean it out. And we're slowly coming back, and so are some of the people, but... There again, I'd like for them to be able to fix the homes and live someplace else because I'm afraid of the mold. You know, I'd love to give them an option. Hopefully, you know, FEMA will give us that option pretty quick.
Is there any idea or estimate of how many people have been displaced?
You know, just a rough guess because we really haven't had time to process what's happened hardly. I'd say over 100 homes in the area between Everglades City, Chuckaluskin Plantation. Luckily, Copeland didn't have any flooding out there, so they didn't receive the kind of damage that those three places did. Plantation Island, I think, is probably one of the worst because most of those places were on the ground. And we're hoping that if this doesn't do anything else, I mean, it's horrible, but maybe we can get some houses up so, you know, we won't have to go through this again.
Does this area have electricity again?
Yeah, we have power and we have drinkable water, so we're back online. We had schools been started since Monday. That was a big deal to get some sense of normalcy back. And some businesses have opened up today. One restaurant opened up. The last few days, 3 or 4 of the airboat tours have opened up. So I would figure by stone crab season begins October 15th, then most of everything will be open back up. We'll be open for business. We're still going to have some damage. We're still going to have some stuff in the streets. But we're going to be welcome visitors back. I've been mayor for 3 weeks. I think about 5 days before the storm, they made me mayor pro tem, and that night we did a resolution for a state of an emergency. So it's been a ride.
How has this been for you as a resident and new mayor? Now, not only are you a resident affected by this, but you have to help and be the voice for the people in your area.
My mom ended up in the hospital because she got an infection. She lost her home. My brother lost his home, and her business took 4 foot of water. Luckily, I'm blessed. My brother was able to help with mom's stuff. My sons have been taking care of our business, getting it up and running. We'll be ready by October 15th. But just trying to put my stuff aside, luckily I had people to help take care of it and focus more on the city. It's been challenging, but everybody I talk to, I just scream and holler what we need. And so far we've been getting it maybe a little slow because I know that everybody's stretched pretty thin. This hurricane went over all of Florida. So, you know what I mean? It's not just a centralized, like, not like where Andrew was horrible, but it went straight through the state. This thing took off, went straight up the state. So we're getting there slowly.
And what about in terms of food? Are people around here mostly relying on donations? Because you mentioned that restaurants are just starting to open up. I don't know about grocery stores.
No, the grocery store in Naples opened back up. We received so much food that we were blessed with so many MREs and water that we've been able to send some stuff to Puerto Rico. We've had 2 trucks come in, and we've been able to load stuff. They've taken it to Tampa, and then they've taken it to Puerto Rico because I have never in my entire life seen the love that's been shown to this community. I mean, there were people with their cars bringing stuff and semi-loads, you know, and trailers on the back. And it's just we had more than we could use, so we've been able to help some other people, too, in Puerto Rico.
What would be, as of right now, your biggest concern or your main goal for this area?
Right now, our biggest concern is housing. And SBA is here today. I've been pushing really hard to get SBA here so the business can get that short-term loan so they can get up and running. Like myself, you know, we need to buy new equipment. You know, putting all that money out of pocket would be really difficult. But the biggest problem we have right now is getting the trash cleaned up on the side of the road and short-term with the housing, you know, which will turn into probably more than short-term.
Is there anything to, I mean, I'm sure you're still processing this and still dealing with it, but is there anything that you have taken away so far from this hurricane to help you prepare mentally of what you think, how the city and this area can prepare better, or what you need in terms of maybe state or federal help?
Oh, yeah, and even what we can do better for ourselves. You know, you learn, stuff happens you learn from, and there's some things we can do to better prepare. One of the things is the more houses we get up on stilts, the less flooding we all have. But also, you know, it's from a city aspect as far as having things in place ahead of time, and like gas for our vehicles and all that stuff. We didn't have that, but we were blessed that some of the airboat tours had some, so our city vehicles were able to run, and you know, we got water back 2 days after the storm. Undrinkable, of course, but at least they could start cleaning up. And then the power company, we had to wait on them. It took about 10 or 11 days, I think, on that. But the amount of damage that was done with the power lines, I'm shocked it was that quick. They did a real good job. But no, we're still learning. I'm still learning how to maneuver through the system. You know, I'm business. This is different for me.
Can you describe why this area got so much flooding? What about the way that it's positioned, and what about the way that water is positioned around you caused all this heavy flooding?
Well, it was mainly the position of the storm is what our problem was. If we'd have stayed on the west side of the storm, if the storm would have went east of us, we'd had almost no flooding. I mean, we flood some anyways, but nothing like what we had. But I knew when we got in that right eye wall and just stayed there, and then all that water from that right side pushed up in here, you know, we were going to have a real problem. But mainly it was where the storm came in at. If it had stayed just east of us, we'd have been a lot better. But it is what it is, as they say.
And how much storm surge do you know that this area received?
8 to 10 feet. I lost my pickup truck. I was watching it go under. It went about an inch and a half. My roof was sticking out of my truck is all. And I think it was floating a little bit. But we had between 8 and 10 feet.
Where were you during the storm?
Yeah, we stayed in our business, which is concrete. And when the storm kind of died down, I watched the water starting to rise. So we jumped in my truck and we ran to the house, which is on stilts. And we went upstairs and we were fine. There's a lot of people that weren't. My brother stayed in the fish house. He had to actually climb up on a shelf and sit and wait till the water started dropping. And the water went down fairly quick. Within a few hours, it was down to, you know, where you get out and maneuver. But it came in fast, about 20 minutes, from nothing to about 8 foot.
What do you want to say to the people of Everglades City in terms of recovery and what happened here today? What have you been saying? Because, I mean, I'm sure you've been talking to them personally.
Yeah, you know, just that, you know, we're not going to be forgotten. I'm not going to let us be forgotten. If I have to scream and holler at every person I get on the phone to get what they need, you know, I love the town. I love the people, you know, and it's all about family. And that's what we all are. I don't care where you came from. When you go through an experience like this, you become family. So we're going to look out for our family, and we're going to make it through it. It's going to be tough for a while, but we'll be fine.
That was Everglades City Mayor Howie Grimm speaking with WGCU's Jessica Mazaros about post-Irma recovery in his area. This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. Ahead, we'll talk with tourism officials across Southwest Florida about what Hurricane Irma means for the impending tourist season. Stay with us.